And the other two were owned before the special use nightly rental in 2009. They were used and bought in 2008. And they're under the same ownership as 2008.
So grandfathered.
Yeah, that's not a good word,
what
but it is.
When they sell?
Well, that the next person, if they wanted to try to do that, would need to try to apply for a conditional use permit, which
doesn't happen.
They can't, no. Okay. Per the county commission's approval of your zoning amendment last month, these all came in before that amendment was approved. Okay. So these are the last R1s that you'll hear.
I'm just saying the ones that are permitted,
they will go away.
When they sell.
Correct.
And the ones that evidently are grandfathered in before permits.
Correct.
They're grandfathered in and don't need a permit.
Right.
But that's not going to be the case.
If they sell.
If they sell, it's over.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. I'm done. Thank you.
All right. So we've got a motion to deny the application and a second. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor of the denial of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So that was 7-0. So with this, there is an appeals process to go to Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
So
how do you
Scott's
go about
office
that?
Can give you more details
okay.
on that.
Call tomorrow and we'll fill you in on the details. A little bit lengthy. We'll talk. We can talk.
Does it actually does it go to another hearing or does it actually just
it's another 5-member board. You have 90 days to make application for an appeal.
Okay.
From tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. George, do we want to make a motion to limit the time? We didn't do that because Devin wasn't here.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I think
very
you're past
much.
That because we've already heard some.
So we can't go. Okay.
We'd have to do it at the get go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've already heard some and not limited. No, not as a reason. You have to work around that, yeah.
Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah.
They actually haven't been too long anyway.
All right. Next, we've got a conditional use permit for proposed boat rentals located at 5751 State Highway 165.
Camp Table Rock LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for boat rentals in an existing RV park, which is Branson Stagecoach Campground, located at 5751 State Highway 165. Property is currently zoned RB1 for RV park. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, property is approximately 5.65 acres in size, is Lot 1 located in Stagecoach Park subdivision. Currently, the property has a restaurant, two clubhouses, residence, mobile home, swimming pool, 50-plus RV sites, and a carport. Property is served by a private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So, State Park Marina, State Park on Table Rock is right across the street. Here's our highlighted parcel. There's our zoning layer. Just so happen to have RV park on each end of all the C2. Location, I took one photo. You'll see the trash number that they've indicated for this boat rental is in the back corner, back northeast corner, which is that photo there. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm Bill McCullough, representing Camp Table Rock LLC, which purchased the existing Branson Stagecoach Campground and RV Park. They want to continue the operation as is, but they want to be able to add 2 to 3 fishing boats or pontoons.
And within the chart, Scott, that falls into...
Yeah, I'll have with to look and find it, but it did. There's a conditional use availability in RV.
Okay, yes. So we're good on the charting side of it. Seems pretty straightforward. Any additional questions for the applicant?
Where are the boats going to be stored? How are they going to be stored?
My guess is on trailers during the season, and if they're going to be taken someplace for the winter, I'm not aware.
So, do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? For or against? I didn't think we would have that. So, any other questions for the applicant directly?
Are they trying to rent the boats nightly?
They're going to rent it to their. Probably.
Daily.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Motion and a second to approve. You got that? Well, hold on.
Presley was gone.
So we have a motion, George, and a second. Okay. Okay. Third it. So any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Application's approved. All right, we're going to move, skip one that was withdrawn and move on to 150 Bellevue. And just for the, there are two letters that were left on our table in reference to this application. Two of the three were in reference to the application before us. And we have 150 Bellevue Road.
Okay, Elizabeth Finkbone is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in the existing two-bedroom single-family home located at 150 Bellevue Road, Branson. Okay. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the 1978 single-family home sits on lot number 8 in the Mount Branson McFarland Addition subdivision. Property served by Public Water District number 2 for water, Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So, again, our staff recommendations for nightly rental. 3 is based on the two-bedroom home. Occupancy would be 6. For a total of 6 occupants, need 3 parking spaces. This one is on sewer, so the wastewater additional recommendation is not added. Right here is where Lakeshore takes off. Of course, you take Candlestick Drive to Carter to Mount Branson Drive, and then Bellevue Drive is this one little street. There's our zoning layer. That's just a pictometry view of the home from the west. So here's some actual photographs. Again, here's the street view. That's the north end where the street Bellevue ends. And this is where it comes off of the other road. And here's our property lines. There is a chain link fence on the north side. Then they actually own the two lots that they're coming through with. So their driveway goes across the first lot. Okay, I would turn it over to the applicant.
First of all, my heart is pounding out of my chest. I don't like public speaking, like, at all. So I've been listening to everybody, and I think for me, I just recently got married, and we have two houses. Doesn't make sense to have two mortgages. I am very emotionally attached to this home and this property. Literally just sitting on the front porch and watching the sunset is like, it's my little slice of heaven. I don't want to give it up. I've looked at other ways that we could keep it, and nightly rentals was something that came up that we could possibly do. And even if that's not an option, then maybe just renting long-term, or I'm a travel nurse. I have lots of people that I come across, you know, at work that need places for longer, or a place to stay while their house is being built, or something of that nature. The other thing that we have thought about implementing is we have collectively 6 children, all in which I think it would be beneficial for them to be part of cleaning it, doing the yard work, being part of everything that goes into it, teach them responsibility and what needs to be done to actually accomplish something. So it's not just that it's an emotional thing for me. I love the property. I want 100% to be respectful to my neighbors. I do have, I think, 6 acres behind me, and oddly enough, I actually talked to the gentleman that owns it before I even filed for the application, and he had told me that him and his wife were fine. They thought about turning their property. They have a rental there also, and then one down the street. Talked about doing the same thing for those, but I think he's the only one that sent in a letter of opposition. So I don't know. We're fixing it up. It literally sits, the house is on the top of, you know, the top left corner of the acre. It's got plenty of space for parking. It's 1,050 square feet. It's small. It's really not going to hold anything great big. I'm hoping that this can be something that people can come to Branson, be close to the landing, be close to Bull Shoals, and just enjoy the fire pit and enjoy the front porch and enjoy the cabin feel, because it is a legit log cabin. So, and I know I love it, and I don't want to lose it. And it can also be a place for our families to come, because we do have family. We have family in Pensacola and Texas and Arizona and all over the place, North Carolina, Alaska. So really that's what we're trying to do. So I bought all these things, but I have noticed that nobody looks at the things.
What are the things?
Oh, just like the tax statements, our letters of what we're going to do that I just verbally vomited to you.
No, that's fine. We're good. Do we any questions for the applicant before we see if anybody's in the crowd? Anybody here that signed up to speak on behalf or in opposition of this nightly rental? For or against?